Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Divas in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Women and Child Development said that this year, 20 children from 18 states and union territories have been selected for this honour, who have demonstrated outstanding achievements in diverse fields, including bravery, sports and social service. The programme, organised in New Delhi, will highlight stories of bravery, resilience and selfless service. The programme will also witness cultural performances showcasing the country's rich civilizational heritage and the spirit of bravery. Union Minister for Women and Child Development, Annapurna Devi, will also attend the programme. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the national programme marking Veer Bal Divas at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister will address the gathering on the occasion. Awardees of the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar or PMRBP will also be present during the programme. Veer Bal Divas is observed to honour the bravery and sacrifice of the Sahibzade, Baba Zorawar Singh Ji and Baba Fateh Singh Ji, the young sons of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Their martyrdom at a tender age remains one of the most poignant chapters in India's history, symbolising unwavering courage in the face of tyranny. The annual observance was first announced by Prime Minister Modi during the Prakash Purab of Guru Gobind Singh Ji in January 2022. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Union Minister Manohar Lal inaugurated the Atal Canteen in the National Capital on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee yesterday. Addressing the media, the Delhi Chief Minister hailed it as a major scheme for the needy and working people in the city, where they can have a meal for just 5 rupees. She informed that 45 canteens have started operating today, while the remaining 55 canteens will open in the next 15 days. Meanwhile, Mr. Lal said this initiative will benefit millions of people. He noted that these canteens will help fulfill Atal Bihari Vajpayee's vision that no one should go to bed hungry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said for the last 11 years, his government has been working hard for the betterment of each and every citizen of the society and giving them benefits of all the schemes without discrimination. The Prime Minister said this while addressing a public rally in Lucknow after inaugurating Rashtra Prerna Sthal on the occasion of 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee and to honour the legacy of luminaries of independent India. Prime Minister Modi said, saturation of government schemes is the motto of his government and now crores of poor citizens are gaining benefits from them.
Humne antyodaya ko saturation yani santushti karan ka naya vistar diya hai. Saturation yani har zarurmand har labharthi ko sarkar ki kalyankari yojanao ke daire mein lane ka prayas. जब सैचुरेशन की भावना होती है तो भेदभाव नहीं होता और यही तो सुशासन है, यही सच्चा सामाजिक न्याय है, यही सच्चा सेक्युलरिज्म है.
Bangladesh's deposed Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has said that Muhammad Yunus-led interim government is perpetrating unspeakable atrocities against non-Muslims in Bangladesh. The 78-year-old Awami League leader also said that the current ruling group, which has seized power illegally, is setting horrific precedents such as burning religious minorities to death in an apparent reference to the lynching of a Hindu man in Bangladesh last week. In her message on the occasion of Christmas yesterday, Ms. Hasina accused the Yunus government of interfering with the freedom of people of all religions and communities to practice their own faiths. She firmly believes that the people of Bangladesh will not allow this dark time to continue any longer. The Hindu population in Bangladesh has been affected by a series of incidents against minorities in the country. In women's cricket, third T20 international between India and Sri Lanka will be played at Greenfield International Stadium at Thiruvananthapuram today. The match will start at 7 p.m. The hosts have taken a 2-0 lead in the 5-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.